So in tonight's practice, I want to lead a practice using the imagination. And working with this force of the Christ, this Christ force. Trying to go beyond the concepts that we have and to work with this Christ substance. This revolutionary awakening, rejuvenating, edifying, dignifying force. So starting by relaxing the physical body, trying to remove as many distractions as possible, external distractions, that is. We try and minimize internal distractions too, but that takes a bit more effort. Actually, we can ask ourselves, what is distracting us internally? Are we feeling stressed? Does Christmas time make us feel stressed? Do we feel a bit pressured? We need to get our shopping done. There's only 3 days left. Actually, really, only two. If this is bothering you, we let it go. In this practice, we want to connect with the true reality of this event. And of course, we can appreciate that at any time. Whilst that force may have been born on this 25th of December 2015 years ago, the rest of the life of the Christ is just as important. As the Master Samael says, there's no point in the Christ being born in Bethlehem 1,000 times if that force is not born within our heart. So working with the imagination, creating that nativity of the heart. Using whatever symbolism helps us to connect with this force. So we can imagine the Christ child in the manger in Bethlehem. There are plenty of images for this, plenty of paintings that depict, that represent this event. Or we imagine, we try and connect with the physical sun, the center of our solar system, all the, well, at least Earth and all the other planets, rotate and orbit around this physical sun. This sun that's continually sacrificing its rays for us, for life. Of course, not limiting ourselves to these images, whatever it is that awakens or helps us to connect with this Christ force. That feeling that when we help someone that's in need, when we sacrifice our time or our possessions for someone, anyone, our family, our friends, stranger, that force of compassion is the Christ force. This fire that regenerates nature incessantly, Inri, let's use this mantra, Inri, so I-N-R-I, in two breaths. Resting back in the heart. Reflecting on this universal principle that exists, this compassionate force that doesn't discriminate between people, races, creeds, colors, names. This force that, when is born within us, becomes humanized to a certain extent, becomes more accessible to us, but without that force being born within, we can still work to connect, to comprehend and appreciate this cosmic energy. I'm not sure what happened to that music. Cool. So again, using the mantra in re 3 times. And slowly we end the practice. We start to move the body around very slowly, gently, trying not to lose those energies, those connections that we built during the practice.